Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, October 20th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden speaks to the nation. State Department issues a warning. Sidney Powell pleads guilty, and prices just won't drop. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Joe Biden spoke to the nation last night, making the case why we need to pass a $100 billion aid package, including $10 million for Gaza, which is, of course, going right to Hamas. His speech bounced back and forth between Hamas and Putin and Ukraine, equating Ukraine and Israel, and then warned America against Islamophobia. Meanwhile, Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen fired three missiles that were intercepted by the USS Kearney, a Navy destroyer in the Red Sea. They were headed north. And if you look at a map, north of Yemen is Israel. The U.S. State Department has issued a worldwide caution alert for any American overseas to exercise increased caution due to increased tensions in various locations around the world. This is all Americans everywhere. The State Department also said there's an increased potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens. On top of that, the U.S. Embassy in Beirut urged Americans to leave the country as soon as possible. I'm concerned about a Benghazi-like situation. Sidney Powell. Remember her from the 2020 election aftermath, release the Kraken, Sidney Powell? She pled guilty in Georgia to a racketeering case, that racketeering case with Trump and 17 others. So she'll serve 6 years probation, be fined $6,000, and have to write an apology letter to Georgia and its residents. And she will now be making a recorded statement for prosecutors and testify against Donald Trump. She is the most prominent person who is now working with the prosecution against the former president. She pled to six counts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties. That's her crime. Home sales are at their lowest pace in 13 years. Why? Because so many people have low rates. More than 60% of homeowners have mortgage rates below 6%. Of course, they're now reluctant to sell their house and buy new ones now that rates are above 8%. So sales are down 15% from a year ago, but prices are still high. The median existing home sales price in September was 3% above a year ago. So interest rates are sky high and the prices aren't dropping. I'm Mike Slater. Have a wonderful weekend. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, it is both astonishing and outrageous that most major national news organizations reported that Israel blew up a hospital in Gaza, killing hundreds. The source of the information was Hamas. So that immediately disqualifies any honest journalist from citing Israel as the hospital attacker, right? But no. The Associated Press, Reuters, CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times all inflamed a violent situation by reporting the Hamas accusation. None of those agencies had any backup for their reportage. What they should have done is said something like this: a hospital in Gaza was hit with rocket fire today. Both Israel and Hamas blame the other. Now, is that hard? That's journalism 101. Subsequently, U.S. intelligence agencies say that the rocket was a misfire by Islamic terrorists. That has been widely reported, but the damage was done. Millions of ill-informed people believe Israel is responsible for killing people in a hospital because that's what they want to believe. And it was reinforced by a corrupt media. We have a major problem with the press in this country. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Margarita Eckert, Clayton, Delaware. I'm a registered Republican. I'm so upset with the party about the speaker vote that I'm leaving. I will be an independent. Good for you. I'm an independent. Ann Grubler, Scottsdale, Arizona. The Republicans have been so childish. It's time to switch parties. How can Congress look Americans who supported them in the face and cause all the chaos? I don't know. I mean, it's not my bailiwick, but Republicans are not doing themselves any good. James, Bill, once again, you are correct. The super rich will continue to support any Democrat with millions of dollars. Conservatives are so divided. If we do not unite together, the Democrats will win again. They're going to have the money. They're going to have the money. Cicely Gold, Brazelton, Georgia. Egypt is not as stupid as us. We allow terrorists in through the southern border. Egypt will not. Egypt's got plenty of terrorists, just so you know. The Islamic Brotherhood is centered in Cairo. The Egyptian secret police are very tough on jihadists. But Egypt isn't going to light any fuses in this area because there's a lot of militant Islamists living in Egypt. Dan Mag, Valparaiso, Indiana. What's to stop the terrorists from using a nuke on Israel? Well, the main thing is they don't have a nuke. That's what would stop them. But that's why Iran is trying to get one. All right, that's what that is all about. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. There are conflicting reports on whether Iran orchestrated the recent terror attack on Israel. What is clear is that since its founding, the Islamic Republic has been an agent of violence throughout the Middle East. Here is a brief rundown. The Islamic Revolution overthrew the Shah of Iran in 1979. Hundreds of hostages were seized at the U.S. Embassy. Religious zealot Ayatollah Khomeini returned from exile and was anointed the supreme leader. The pro-Western government evaporated overnight. The Ayatollah then created thousands of Islamic committees to enforce Muslim law. Women were ordered to cover their hair. Independent newspapers banned. American media eliminated from TV. Political opponents assassinated by the mullahs. Today, the clerics in Tehran are even more fanatical, insulting the Prophet Muhammad, same-sex relationships, or consuming alcohol can carry a death sentence. Transgender people are automatically categorized as prostitutes and imprisoned. Women who have an affair are given 100 lashes from a leather whip. Women who have an affair with a non-Muslim are executed. The mullahs maintain complete control with an extensive network of torture sites and military prisons and secret police. The United Nations estimates there are currently 250,000 Iranians in prison for so-called religious crimes. At least 1,000 are executed each year. The method is determined by the charges: adulterers stoned to death, political opponents hanged, homosexuals subjected to death by falling from great heights, meaning they are tossed off the tops of buildings. Globally, Iran operates a vast network of terror groups in Israel, Lebanon, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, and Syria. In total, Iran gives more than $1 billion a year to Hamas. The aid is not given to help the innocent people there. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.